Welcome to the deep dive. So we all pretty much live our lives by the digital calendar, right? I mean,
Yeah.
It's the foundation for everything.
It really is professional, personal, it's all in there.
But the thing is, when we rely on the huge apps from the big tech companies, we're kind of surrendering control. You get locked into one ecosystem.
And what happens when you need something that just works everywhere? With everything.
Exactly. Something that respects open standards and, you know, gives you back the keys to your own schedule.
And that's precisely our mission today. We're going to find that open source backbone for time management. Our sources are all focused on a tool called Davile.
Davile.
Yeah. It's a calendar server that implements something called the CalVive protocol. And look, if you're new to server tech, don't worry. We're going to unpack what all this means, why it matters, and, well, what kind of power you actually get by hosting your own system.
And before we jump into all that, we do want to acknowledge the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer.
SafeServer handles the hosting of this software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We're diving into Davicals. If someone is completely new to this world, what is this tool?
At its core, Davicall is a dedicated server just for calendar sharing. Think of it like your own private self-hosted cloud for all your events.
Okay.
But the real magic isn't the software itself. It's the fact that it speaks a standardized language that almost every calendar app in the world already understands. And that language is CallDave.
CallDave. So that's the key to breaking that proprietary that lock-in.
Exactly.
That's the coup.
So for someone who doesn't speak fluent server, how do we visualize CallDev? And I see its sibling, iCalendar, mentioned here too.
Right. Okay. So think of CallDev as the protocol.
Yeah. You know,
it's like the official rule book.
Rule book. I like that.
Yeah. It's the standard set of instructions that tells your calendar app, you know, whether you're using Apple's calendar, Evolution on Linux, whatever, how to talk to the server and share data reliably. And iCalendar, what's its role?
iCalendar is the standardized data format. So if CallDev is the rule book for how to file things, iCalendar is the standardized note card you write the information on.
Ah, I see.
Every event, every task is written on one of these standard note cards. That way, CallDev knows exactly how to file it and retrieve it, and any app can read it without confusion.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because that standardization, that's what guarantees interoperability.
Exactly.
The sources list an amazing variety of clients it supports. Mozilla Calendar, Evolution. But also, and this is important, closed source products like Apple's iCal and even iOS.
Yes. The whole point is that they are committed to supporting the widest possible CallDev client software. Davicall wasn't built to be another proprietary system. It was built to implement the open consensus standard better than anyone else.
And it does all this as free software, licensed under the GPL. We hear that acronym a lot, GPL. For our listener, why is that specific license so important here?
It's vital. GPL means it's not just free as in price, it's free as in liberty. You have the freedom to use it, to study how it works. You can even modify it for your own needs and then share those changes.
So it's about transparency and control.
Totally. When you're talking about something as core as your calendar, that level of control is, well, it's paramount for security and just knowing it'll be around for the long term.
That immediately gets around all the privacy worries that come with the big tech platforms.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the features. What makes this an enterprise-level tool?
There are two headline features that really elevate it. They make it comparable to, you know, Microsoft Exchange or Google Workspace.
Okay, what's the first one?
Delegation of access. This is the ability to grant really specific read and write access to other people without sharing your main password.
So like an executive assistant could manage your schedule.
Exactly. They can see your general availability and book meetings, but they never have to see private appointments unless you explicitly grant them that access. It's that level of granular control.
That's a huge deal. You're not just sharing a link. You're granting specific administrative rights. Okay, what's the second killer feature?
The ability to schedule meetings and automatically see everyone's free and busy time.
Ah, the holy grail of office logistics.
Right. It's so critical. The CalDev protocol just handles it. It checks across all the users on the server, gets their availability instantly, and shows it to you. No more guessing games.
You get that professional utility without the massive licensing fees. So if someone is listening and is convinced, what are the technical requirements? What do you need to actually run this?
You basically need two main components on your server. First, you need a PostgreSQL database server.
PostgreSQL specifically. Why not, you know, something more common maybe?
Well, this choice really speaks to the reliability needed. All that calendar data, the events, the delegation rules, the access controls, it's highly structured. PostgreSQL is, well, it's an enterprise-grade database. It's known for being super robust.
So it's a vault.
It's a solid digital vault, yeah.
Yeah.
It handles all that complexity really well, which is essential.
And the second component?
A web server that can run PHP, specifically version 5 or higher.
PHP is the go-between.
You got it. It's the scripting layer that processes all the instructions coming from your calendar apps and talks to the PostgreSQL database.
The sources mentioned that the configuration can look intimidating on the wiki, but that it's often simpler than it seems.
That's a great point. I mean, it's built to be configurable for huge, complex companies, but for a person or a small team, the configuration will usually need very few of those advanced settings. The default is pretty solid.
I love this next detail because it gives us a peek into the developer's philosophy, their preference for operating systems.
Oh, yeah. They don't hold back, do they?
Not at all. It says you can run it on Linux, FreeBSD, Mac OS X.
Yeah.
But then there's this very pointed warning about Microsoft Windows.
They're pretty explicit. They use Debian Genu Linux themselves.
And they say, quote, "We definitely do not recommend using Windows for this unless you are completely hobbled by silly internal IT policies and have to do so."
And look, it's not just them being snarky. It's a bit philosophical, sure, but it's also very practical.
Oh, so?
This kind of open source infrastructure, it thrives in a native open source environment like Linux. Trying to shoehorn it onto a proprietary OS often just creates headaches that defeat the whole purpose of simple, reliable self-hosting.
Use the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
Okay, so before CalDAV was the standard, there was WebDV. Does DevAccel still have any connection to that older protocol?
It does, for backward compatibility. You can set up access via WebDV, but the sources are very clear that this is not recommended.
Why not?
It's kind of like having a fax machine hooked up to your email. I mean, it works for legacy stuff, but you wouldn't use it for modern communication. CalDAV is just so much better optimized for calendar data.
That makes sense. Let's shift from the code to the community. The project was started by Andrew McMillan, but in 2014, it moved to a full community support model.
And what's so fascinating there is just how broad the definition of contribution is. It shows you how mature the project is. A healthy open source project needs so much more than just coders.
So if a listener is inspired by this but isn't, you know, a Python guru, how can they practically help out a project like DevAccel?
The sources have a wonderful list. Honestly, one of the most valuable things is writing and refining documentation. A great guide is often more important than a perfect piece of code for getting people to use it.
And just helping other people out, right? On the mailing list or on IRC?
Absolutely. The IRC channel, that's #DevAccel on irc.aftc.net, is a great place to start. Or translating the interface into another language, that's a huge contribution.
And they even invite people to help design future functionality. It's not just about maintenance. It's an invitation to actually shape the future of this thing.
It really is a fantastic example of a community-driven project that provides real enterprise-grade value without the cost or the vendor lock-in.
The cost is just effort and attention, but the payoff is, well, it's complete control.
Precisely. You're not just downloading software. You're engaging with a philosophy of digital sovereignty.
Which brings us to the end of this deep dive. We've navigated DevAccel, we've defined CalDAV and iCalendar, and we understand why PostgreSQL and the GPL license are so foundational. You should now have the basic knowledge to understand and maybe even take control of your own calendar infrastructure.
And to connect that to the bigger picture for you, the listener, if CalDAV lets you own your schedule, it makes you ask a question, doesn't it? What about the other parts of your digital life?
Like contacts.
Exactly. Contacts, which is often handled by a similar protocol called CardDAV. And of course, email. Understanding these underlying standards, that's really the first step toward true digital transformation. It ensures no tech giant can ever hold your schedule or your network hostage.
An excellent point. If you're ready to take that next step, you can find all the details on the DevAccel installation page and their wiki. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
And a final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer handles the hosting of this software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.